Teolingva nyelvvizsga, hallás utáni értés, angol, felsőfok, C1 szint. A feladatlapot még ne vegye elő. C1, felsőfok.
The Story of Gabriel Gargum. The case of Gabriel Gargum is probably one of the best known of all the thousands of cures at Lourdes, probably because he was so well known at the shrine for half a century, partly because it was a twofold healing, spiritual and physical. Born in 1870 of good Catholic parents, he gave early promise of being a clever student and a fervent Catholic. The promise was not fulfilled in the most important respect for at least 15 years of age. He had already lost his faith. He obtained a position in the Postal Service and was carrying out his duties as a sorter in December of 1899, when the train on which he was traveling from Bordeaux to Paris collided with another train, running at 50 miles per hour. Gargum was thrown 52 feet from the train. He lay in the snow, badly injured and unconscious for 7 hours. He was paralyzed from the waist down. Gargum's condition was pitiable in the extreme. He could not help himself even in the most trifling needs. Two trained nurses were needed day and night to assist him. That was Gabriel Gargum, as he was after the accident, and as he would continue to be until death relieved him. About his desperate condition, there could be no doubt. Previous to the accident, Gargum had not been to church for 15 years. His aunt, who was a nun of the Order of the Sacred Heart, begged him to go to Lourdes. He refused. She continued to her appeals to him to place himself in the hands of Our Lady of Lourdes. He was deaf to all her prayers. After continuous pleading of his mother, he consented to go to Lourdes. It was now 2 years since the accident, and not for a moment had he left his bed all that time. He was carried on a stretcher to the train. Arriving at Lourdes, he went to confession and received Holy Communion. There was no change in his condition. Later, he was carried to the miraculous pool and tenderly placed in its waters. No effect. Rather, a bad effect resulted, for the exertion threw him into a swoon, and he lay apparently dead. After a time, as he did not revive, they thought him dead. Sorrowfully, they wheeled the carriage back to the hotel. On the way back, they saw the procession of the Blessed Sacrament approaching. They stood aside to let it pass. Having placed a cloth over the face of the man whom they supposed to be dead. As a priest passed carrying the sacred host, he pronounced benediction over the sorrowful group around the covered body. Soon, there was a movement from under the covering. To the amazement of the bystanders, the body raised itself to a sitting position. While the family were looking on dumbfounded and the spectators gazed in amazement, Gargum said in a full, strong voice that he wanted to get up. They thought that it was a delirium before death and tried to soothe him, but he was not to be restrained. He got up and stood erect, walked a few paces, and said that he was cured. The multitude looked in wonder and then fell on their knees and thanked God for his new sign of his power at the shrine of his Blessed Mother. On August 20th, 1901, 60 prominent doctors examined Gargum. Without stating the nature of the cure, they pronounced him entirely cured. Gargum, out of gratitude to God in the Holy Eucharist, and his Blessed Mother, consecrated himself to the service of the invalids at Lourdes.
Vegye elő a feladatlapot. Egy percig dolgozhat, majd még kétszer fogja hallani a szöveget, közben egy perc, utólag két perc szünettel.
The Story of Gabriel Gargum. The case of Gabriel Gargum is probably one of the best known of all the thousands of cures at Lourdes, probably because he was so well known at the shrine for half a century, partly because it was a twofold healing, spiritual and physical. Born in 1870 of good Catholic parents, he gave early promise of being a clever student and a fervent Catholic. The promise was not fulfilled in the most important respect for at least 15 years of age. He had already lost his faith. He obtained a position in the Postal Service and was carrying out his duties as a sorter in December of 1899, when the train on which he was traveling from Bordeaux to Paris collided with another train, running at 50 miles per hour. Gargum was thrown 52 feet from the train. He lay in the snow, badly injured and unconscious for 7 hours. He was paralyzed from the waist down. Gargum's condition was pitiable in the extreme. He could not help himself even in the most trifling needs. Two trained nurses were needed day and night to assist him. That was Gabriel Gargum, as he was after the accident, and as he would continue to be until death relieved him. About his desperate condition, there could be no doubt. Previous to the accident, Gargum had not been to church for 15 years. His aunt, who was a nun of the Order of the Sacred Heart, begged him to go to Lourdes. He refused. She continued to her appeals to him to place himself in the hands of Our Lady of Lourdes. He was deaf to all her prayers. After continuous pleading of his mother, he consented to go to Lourdes. It was now 2 years since the accident, and not for a moment had he left his bed all that time. He was carried on a stretcher to the train. Arriving at Lourdes, he went to confession and received Holy Communion. There was no change in his condition. Later, he was carried to the miraculous pool and tenderly placed in its waters. No effect. Rather, a bad effect resulted, for the exertion threw him into a swoon, and he lay apparently dead. After a time, as he did not revive, they thought him dead. Sorrowfully, they wheeled the carriage back to the hotel. On the way back, they saw the procession of the Blessed Sacrament approaching. They stood aside to let it pass. Having placed a cloth over the face of the man whom they supposed to be dead. As the priest passed carrying the sacred host, he pronounced benediction over the sorrowful group around the covered body. Soon, there was a movement from under the covering. To the amazement of the bystanders, the body raised itself to a sitting position. While the family were looking on, dumbfounded, and the spectators gazed in amazement, Gargam said in a full, strong voice that he wanted to get up. They thought that it was a delirium before death and tried to soothe him, but he was not to be restrained. He got up and stood erect, walked a few paces, and said that he was cured. The multitude looked in wonder and then fell on their knees and thanked God for his new sign of his power at the shrine of his Blessed Mother. On August 20th, 1901, 60 prominent doctors examined Gargam. Without stating the nature of the cure, they pronounced him entirely cured. Gargam, out of gratitude to God in the Holy Eucharist and his Blessed Mother, consecrated himself to the service of the invalids at Lourdes. The story of Gabriel Gargam. The case of Gabriel Gargam is probably one of the best known of all the thousands of cures at Lourdes, probably because he was so well known at the shrine for half a century, partly because it was a twofold healing, spiritual and physical. Born in 1870 of good Catholic parents, he gave early promise of being a clever student and a fervent Catholic. The promise was not fulfilled in the most important respect for at least 15 years of age. He had already lost his faith. He obtained a position in the Postal Service and was carrying out his duties as a sorter in December of 1899, when the train on which he was traveling from Bordeaux to Paris collided with another train, running at 50 miles per hour. Gargam was thrown 52 feet from the train. He lay in the snow, badly injured and unconscious for 7 hours. He was paralyzed from the waist down. Gargam's condition was pitiable in the extreme. He could not help himself even in the most trifling needs. Two trained nurses were needed day and night to assist him. That was Gabriel Gargam, as he was after the accident, and as he would continue to be until death relieved him. About his desperate condition, there could be no doubt. Previous to the accident, Gargam had not been to church for 15 years. His aunt, who was a nun of the Order of the Sacred Heart, begged him to go to Lourdes. He refused. She continued to her appeals to him to place himself in the hands of Our Lady of Lourdes. He was deaf to all her prayers. After continuous pleading of his mother, he consented to go to Lourdes. It was now 2 years since the accident, and not for a moment had he left his bed all that time. He was carried on a stretcher to the train. Arriving at Lourdes, he went to confession and received Holy Communion. There was no change in his condition. Later, he was carried to the miraculous pool and tenderly placed in its waters. no effect. Rather, a bad effect resulted, for the exertion threw him into a swoon, and he lay apparently dead. After a time, as he did not revive, they thought him dead. Sorrowfully, they wheeled the carriage back to the hotel. On the way back, they saw the procession of the Blessed Sacrament approaching. They stood aside to let it pass. Having placed a cloth over the face of the man whom they supposed to be dead. As the priest passed carrying the sacred host, he pronounced benediction over the sorrowful group around the covered body. Soon, there was a movement from under the covering. To the amazement of the bystanders, the body raised itself to a sitting position. While the family were looking on, dumbfounded, and the spectators gazed in amazement, Gargam said in a full, strong voice that he wanted to get up. They thought that it was a delirium before death and tried to soothe him, but he was not to be restrained. He got up and stood erect, walked a few paces, and said that he was cured. The multitude looked in wonder and then fell on their knees and thanked God for his new sign of his power at the shrine of his Blessed Mother. On August 20th, 1901, 60 prominent doctors examined Gargam. Without stating the nature of the cure, they pronounced him entirely cured. Gargam, out of gratitude to God in the Holy Eucharist, and his Blessed Mother consecrated himself to the service of the invalids at Lourdes.
Fejezze be a munkát. A feladatlapokat tegye be a borítékba.